Hello, everyone. Welcome
Hello.
back to the Love Letters to Broadway podcast, the podcast where we give you Broadway tips, tricks, advice, talk about our adventures because we're Skylar and Michelle and we're the coolest girls here. My
The
name's
coolest
Michelle.
Broadway. Oh, my name's Skylar.
That is true. We're the coolest Broadway.
Oh yeah. The
We try
Broadway.
to, we were just the Broadway. We are the Broadway.
We are Broadway. We just claim that. That's the hottest take ever.
Throwback to last week, hot take, we are
No,
Broadway.
that's a good one. That's a good one. I like that. Wait, we should make like a meme. Oh my God, I'm gonna get on that. Okay.
Okay, you guys will see that on our TikTok this
Yeah,
week.
that's so funny.
But anyway, welcome back to Love Letters to Broadway. This is episode 27.
Insane.
We've been doing this for 27 weeks. What's wrong with us?
Look at that.
I'm proud of us.
That's when you put it that way.
It's a lot of weeks. If you just heard music play, I clicked on the wrong thing by accident.
I didn't hear anything.
Okay, good. No, I know. I'm proud of us.
Me too.
So this week's big topic that we must discuss is
Must.
Broadway Con. We attended Broadway Con over the weekend. We went on Friday and Saturday. And we have a lot of thoughts, both good and bad. We're gonna give you our honest opinions. We also, on top of that, had a very successful week as we rushed The Outsiders,
I can't believe it.
which we will talk about that process and what that was like, give our honest opinions of that. And we saw You're in Town, which we will do a full-fledged review of most likely next week.
Yeah, I think it deserves. We have a lot of thoughts about it. And we'll give you our
Yes.
honest, honest, honest opinions.
Yes, which is what we're known for. We give
Yeah.
our honest opinions. And I will say right off the bat, I don't think my opinions agree with what everyone's saying on the internet.
Me too. But also, I think, and I'm just saying it because that's what it seems like. Because a lot of TikTokers went on like the same day to see You're in Town.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, so I have a feeling that they might have all been invited, which is great. So maybe they can't really say their honest opinion.
I don't
I
know, it's
don't know.
possible. We're not making rumors, we're just
No,
speaking
we're
our
just what we're
opinions.
thinking. That's kind of how I viewed it, 'cause I'm kind of shocked that not a lot of people are. I don't know. But we'll talk
Yeah.
about it.
So anyway, hyperfixations. Go, you're first.
Okay. I guess we'll start with songs. At three, you're probably not gonna like this, but it's very random and from a musical that we both didn't love, but I did really like this song. What musical do you think it is?
Tammy Faye.
No. Notebook. If this is
Oh.
love, from Notebook, I don't know. I really like it.
I don't even remember it. That's
If this
how little
is
I liked the
love,
show.
I don't know. It's like her speak, like she's like, if this is love, I'm not ready. Why am I so unsteady?
The
I don't
only
know.
song
I
I know
liked
from that
it.
one is the one, the my day,
Oh
the
yeah,
only one I remember. I'm
which
sorry.
I like that song, but don't love. But I like the song. I don't know why it randomly came up in my like on Spotify. If you just keep going, it like will just put more like Broadway songs, and it randomly come up, and I was like, oh, I kind of actually like this. So that's number three. Number two is You'll Love. I'm back in like a Newsies era. I guess
Thank God.
I never had a Newsies era, so I don't know. I've never been back, so maybe this is my Newsies era. Yeah.
Welcome. We're very
Yeah.
welcoming here. We're not crazy like the Outsiders fans. Oh, I better say that.
Oh, hot
Oh,
take, hot take, hot take, hot
hot take,
take.
hot take, hot take.
When we were at Broadway Con, Carrying the Banner came on, and I forgot how much I loved that song, so I've been blasting that.
That's a good choice. That is like one of my favorite numbers from the show.
Yeah, so that was iconic. And then number one is Do You Hear the People Sing from Les Mis?
That's because there was so much Les Mis talk at BroadwayCon, isn't it?
Yes. And specifically the Aaron Tveit version, so it's the movie version of Do You Hear the People Sing, because I love Aaron Tveit.
I will say, you know, I'm not a Les Mis girly, but that's a great choice.
I love that used to be my ringtone. I don't know why it's not anymore.
Do you know that Seize the Day used to be my ringtone?
That's iconic.
You know,
That's iconic.
I still have set on my phone that when you call me, it screams at me.
Oh, the best season.
Yeah, it goes,
That's
bestie, hello, pick up,
so
what's
funny.
wrong with you?
My ringtone is yeet skirt yeet from the
Yeet,
SNL.
yeet,
Yeah.
skirt, skirt, skirt,
Yeah.
hold up,
This is so
drop that.
stupid.
Hey,
Yeet that. Yeah, so stupid.
hey.
Literally, Timothée Chalamet. That's so funny. But yeah, do you hear the people saying was my ringtone for a long time. Yeah, that's iconic.
I think it's time to get a new ringtone on my phone. I currently have For Once in My Life by Stevie Wonder as my main ringtone. I think it's time for something Broadway related.
That's a good idea.
I should do Sunset Boulevard. Every time someone
It's
calls me, I hear Tom Francis. Sunset Boulevard.
Boulevard to me. I want to see it again.
I do too. I want front row seats.
Yeah.
Well,
Darn.
we did find that offer that there is an offer code out right now for discounted tickets.
Where did you find that?
I just saw it randomly online. Like it just popped up for me and I locked it. I put it in and it worked. And it brought the front row tickets down to $144. What was it? Like Sunset 2025, I think is what I sent you. Whatever
Yeah,
it is.
it works.
Part of me is like $144 front row for Nicole Scherzinger and Tom Francis. That could be worth it.
Or Mandy.
Well, actually, it was on a Mandy night that I saw it. It was this upcoming Tuesday.
On telecharge?
SeatGeek.
Oh.
I was thinking, I was like, front row for her and Tom.
That'd be great. I don't know
And
what we would
we
do.
love
We'd be
Mandy more
so
than ever right
scared,
now.
though.
Yeah.
We'd be so scared.
Oh, I'd be terrified for dear life, but to be that close for the whole show, like I would be in heaven.
Yeah, that would be fun. It's definitely on the bucket list.
Any other
But yeah.
hyperfixations for the week? Any song, books, any TV shows, movies?
No TV shows, but books. I highly recommend if you're looking for a cute rom-com-y book. I'm reading this book Better Than the Movie by Lynn Painter. Look how cute it is. It has like edges.
I feel like I have that book, or I've read the synopsis of that book, and I was like, oh, I want to read this.
It's super cute. I'm like 200 pages in. I'm actually really enjoying it. It's a good, like, light-hearted rom-com. Like, it's funny, it's cute, it's enemies to lovers. Like, it's all that. I love it.
Ooh, I love a good enemies to lovers.
Yeah, and it's cute, and it has depth to it too. It's not just like stupid.
What's your favorite trope? I think mine actually is probably like enemies to lovers.
Oh yeah, you know that's the bag I was using for BroadwayCon, right?
No, I don't remember that. Was it enemies
It
to lovers?
yeah. It says enemies to lovers on it. That's my
Okay, so
favorite
there you go.
trope.
Yeah,
I
I
love
think
a good
enemies to lovers.
and I love a good grumpy main character, like male, and then seeing them like lighten up throughout the book.
Yes.
I do love that.
Yes. I also love when it's like childhood besties. They grow up, they split apart, and then they come back together and they fake date. I love that. A fake dating trope, I
Yeah.
love.
So you'd like the Lion Game. Yeah. I definitely, yeah, enemies to lovers. I did read a book. It's called The 7 Year Slip, which I liked. It's like they like separated for a bit and then came back 7 years later. And you see why, like what happened, their downfall and how they resolved it. It was cool.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah, that was a good one too. But yeah, but definitely enemies to lovers. And I love a good grumpy guy. Not old guy.
Preach.
I don't know why I said
Preach.
old, but main character. But
Yes, we
yeah, so
understood you. Don't worry.
that's a good one. And then I'm listening. This one's Spice by Spice. I don't know if I like it yet. But it's called Deep End by Allie Hazelwood. It's just Spice. I got 11 hours left of it though, so I'll let you know.
I mean, we do like a good spice, but is this too spice?
It's just I need to there has to be spice, but story. Like, you know what I mean? Like depth to it, I need. But it's still, I just started it, so we'll see. I'll update
I think
you.
that's a good list. Thank you. I would like the update. So I think
Your
for
turn.
me, I'm not gonna lie to you guys. I'm kind of struggling with putting together my hyperfixation list because my brain is a little sporadic this week. So I think one thing that I'm hyperfixated over, which I've been watching my video of on repeat, and I guess this will be number three for my songs, is Liam Pierce's version of It's My Life, Romeo and Juliet that he sang at Broadway Con. We
So good.
have a video of it that me and Skylar like. And
Yes.
you just hear the two of us fangirling in the background.
The
So I think
whoops, we're whooping.
so we were whooping. Oh my God. So I think that's number three. Number two
Good one.
for me, I've been listening again to my Glee playlist. Like I was listening and jamming to it all morning today. So I think for me, actually, I know this is like gonna sound weird, but I think it's all of Glee season two because that is the season I was particularly drawn towards today, and that's the playlist I've been listening to.
Okay. Any you want to name off some of the songs?
Sure. Let me open up my handy dandy playlist. One moment, please.
Do
Let's
do
see.
do
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 do do
do
do
do
do
do
do
do
do.
do.
Because
What's
I
my
don't remember.
playlist? Oh my God. Things, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on.
I don't really
Playlist.
remember season two.
Okay. These are the ones I've been jamming today. Ready? Listen.
Oh
From the
my
Dream
God,
Girls.
yes.
Happy Days Are Here Again slash Get Happy.
Yeah.
I've been belting out Start Me Up slash Living on a Prayer. I'm literally going right through this list with you all.
Perfect.
Okay. Let's skip over Christmas. Take Me or Leave Me, the Glee version.
Yes. Wait,
Sadie's
who's
and
saying
Rachel.
it?
Mercedes and Rachel.
Oh, God, so good.
Hell to the No. Get It Right, Loser Like Me. And on the final one, I will name, which I sent to Scott the other day because I forgot that Glee covered it. As if
Yes.
you've never, as if we've never said goodbye from Sunset Boulevard was done on Glee and Kurt sang it, and it is fan frickin'
It is
tastic.
good, which I had no idea that they did that.
I completely forgot.
Yeah. Well, I guess also we didn't know the musical back then.
That's true. That is very true. When I was
So,
going through the playlist and I saw it pop up, I was like, wait a minute, what?
yeah, that's shocking. That's so good. Glee was good. I just think it went on for too many seasons.
I think a lot of people agree with you. It like seasons four and five like missed the mark, and then it got back on track a bit with six when they finally went back to the school. But I think the ultimate Glee is seasons one, two, and three.
How about his wife pretending she was pregnant? That was the weirdest trope.
That was so weird. I'm gonna tell you, all season one, it had some wacky stuff in it.
Yeah, right?
But I loved Glee. I miss Glee. I wish they would bring it back.
Or like something equivalent. They did
Yeah.
try. Remember the guy who plays Ted in How I Met Your Mother? He did a show that was about high school club, but they did Spring Awakening. Oh my God, what was the
Oh,
name of the show?
I didn't know that. Was it a
Josh.
comedy or like a serious?
No, it was serious. Show about high school doing. And they did Spring Awakening and it was like a huge problem. It was called Rise. That puts on Spring Awakening, and it only had one season, but I really, really liked that show.
I had no idea that was even a thing.
And you know who was in it? The Moana.
Oh, so it was more recent?
It was 2018.
That's not that long ago. Oh,
Yeah.
I have
It
to
was a
look it
good
up. I
one.
wonder if you could watch it anywhere online, because I would watch it.
It says it's a YouTube TV. Says YouTube TV.
I'll look it up.
And it's NBC, so
Oh, it's probably Peacock, which I don't
Amazon
have.
Prime, it says.
Oh, I'll watch it on Prime.
Yeah, it's a good one. I recommend that. But
I
yeah.
think then my number one hyperfixation for the week, song wise, I think you're gonna be really happy.
Oh.
Because I am bringing back a throwback from very early on in this podcast, and the people who listen to us will know that my true colors are about to come out.
Is it Trolls?
Yes, it is.
Iconic.
Hell yeah! Hell yeah!
Yeah.
So I've been listening to the September version from the Trolls version of September is the right way to put it.
So good.
It's
So good.
so good. So good. So yeah, those are my songs for the week. In terms of like shows and movies, I'm still watching Switched at Birth, just to give you all an update. They finally went to prom. They graduated and now they're starting
Oh.
college. So we got a lot going on. We got a lot of drama going on. One of the girls' boyfriends moved halfway across the country. We got some drama going on, and he kissed another girl. So
Oh my God.
yeah, and we got another girl who's currently doing community service with an anklet. So she's under house arrest. So I didn't expect the show to go this place, but it did.
This is crazy.
So I'm
No,
watching
that's
that.
crazy.
And I guess my it's not really a hyperfixation, but I guess in like movie news, I'm going tomorrow actually to see the new Captain America movie. So I will let everyone know how it
If it's worth
was
it.
and if it's worth it. I will be honest with you all. The only reason I am going is to see if Sebastian Stan makes a cameo as Bucky.
Is
Because
Chris
that
Evans
is
in
my
it?
man.
Chris Evans isn't in
No.
it? Yeah.
No. And right now, Matt, this is a long conversation, but in the Marvel world, remember Chris Evans, Captain America, grew old. He went back in time
Oh,
during
yeah.
Endgame. He grew old and he passed the shield along to Sam. So this Captain America movie is actually based on Sam as Captain America. But Sam and Bucky, they had their own separate TV show, The Falcon and the Winter
Yeah.
Soldier. So the question is, will Bucky show up at some point to set
He
up
probably
the
will.
Thunderbolt movie, which is the next movie to come out?
He probably will.
I think he's gonna be in like an extra, like in a credit scene.
Yeah.
I'm just going to see my man, to be honest.
Yeah.
But it is a good cast. Like Harrison Ford's in it. He's gonna be in it as the Red Hulk. But also, do you know? And this is a spoiler alert, possibly. Speaking of Chris Evans, do you know Chris Evans came back in Marvel as a different character?
I
Did
don't
you ever
like
hear
that.
about that?
I
He
think
came
so.
back in the Deadpool movie, Deadpool and Wolverine,
Yes, yeah.
as Johnny Storm, which was his original character in Fantastic Four. And everyone was kind of freaking out about that. And then he ended up dying in like the first 10 minutes he was on screen.
Oh, God.
Spoiler alert. You know me though, I could talk about Marvel all day long. I guess that's a
Yeah.
hyperfixation of sorts of mine.
Yeah, I'm not a big movie. I'm more into
You're see,
books.
see, you're the book girl, I'm the movie girl. That's the thing.
Yeah. I definitely don't sit and watch movies. It's a hard time. I have a hard time also, like, let's say like a friend comes over or something, I'm like, let's watch a movie. I'm like, I have no idea what to put on. I was like,
Really? I love just sitting and watching a movie. It's like my comfort place. It
yeah.
has to be a good movie.
Yeah. Yeah,
Like a
definitely.
Marvel movie. Not current Marvel, but older Marvel, I watch those on
Yeah.
repeat. Current Marvel sucks. And I put that out there. Yes, I did.
Yeah. It's just, it almost is like enough, I guess, maybe.
What
You
they need
know when
to
to stop.
do, because Because they already set up this whole multiverse thing. The world's gonna explode. They got Doctor Doom now. It's gonna come out soon. Starring Robert Downey Jr. as Doctor Doom, which I don't like that they're bringing him
Yeah, that's
back as another
weird.
character. But they're doing it because of the whole multiverse thing. What they need to do, which Marvel is known for, because they do it in the comics, they pick a timeline that they kind of like stick to, and they like they restart it. They just restart the whole timeline from scratch, and they wipe out everything. That's what Marvel needs to do right now. They need to, like, after the whole multiverse saga thing is done, what they should do is use that to wipe the whole timeline and restart over. But I don't know if they will do that.
That's crazy.
My nerd is coming out. I'm sorry.
No, I feel bad. I have nothing to add. I got my books. I don't even have like TV shows. I don't. Maybe I'm just not. I guess that's okay. It's okay.
It's not for everyone. You listen. You like a good book. You read like 60 books the last year, whatever it was. Like,
Yeah, I read. I think it was 62.
you crazy. I can't.
But
I didn't
I'm
even get
behind
through
this year.
one. I did not even get through one. So there you go.
I'm behind. I'm behind, though. Very behind.
So
But
I guess we should move into Broadway news.
there's a lot of exciting casting announcements this week. Well, exciting but
Yes.
sad at the same time.
Very true. So they announced today actually the replacements for Tom and Myrtle in The Great Gatsby. And all I'm gonna say is, to quote the lovely viral TikTok video, "I'm not your average Myrtle, I'm your bad Myrtle." Like the bad Cinderella quote. So Myrtle's being played by Lynette Ganiel. Ganiel? I don't know if I pronounced it right, but she's the girl who went viral for saying, "I'm not your Cinderella, I'm your bad
Is
Cinderella."
she really?
Yes, she's the girl that played Cinderella. And Austin Colby, who's
Oh,
already in the show, he's in the ensemble, he's moving up to take over the
I
role of
like
Tom.
that. Okay, I love that.
Me too.
Because it just shows that I like when it's like within the company, like you got a promotion. Like that's awesome.
Yeah. And I will say he's also very good looking.
Yeah.
I'll
So I
throw that
guess
out
to
there.
say, as obviously there's new casting, but so Noah J. Ricketts, his fi Ricketts? Yeah, I said that right.
Yeah.
His final performance, so he plays Nick, is March 30th. And then
I would like us to try to go see it with Ryan and Sarah and him in
me
it.
too.
I want to
Me
see the way
too.
that they bounce off of each other.
But even
Compared to
like the
Jeremy.
Paramore.
Jeremy.
And the guy who plays Tom, John, I can't even say his last name, I'm not even gonna try. His final performance is March 30th, but we never saw him. So I'd be key I wanna go before they both leave.
Yeah, I'd be curious to see him, but at the same time, I want to see Austin.
Oh,
So.
that's a hard one.
But the thing is, March 30th is a long ways away.
March is a long month when you think about it. There's no days off.
It
That's
really
just a side
is.
piece. There's literally no days off in the school universe.
No, that's true. Well, in life too, and work too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
March is long.
We gotta talk about it more.
We gotta fill us ourselves up with shows in March or else I will lose my mind.
There's also been a lot of outsiders casting news. Good and bad. And good news, they announced the replacement to play Dallas is going to be Alex Joseph Grayson, who was most recently in the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee when it was at Kennedy Center. And I saw the videos of him. He's fantastic. I think he's going to be the perfect Dallas. He actually looks like Joshua, which is
He really
crazy.
does. Yeah.
In other good news with outsiders, Brent Comer renewed his contract. He announced it on a
Thank
podcast this week.
the good Lord.
In sad news, they started announcing some of the people who are leaving. So, Milena's leaving. Barden's leaving. Who else announced it? Didn't we hear
Well,
someone else?
Maggie left. I don't
Yeah,
know if
Maggie
Trevor
just
is
left.
leaving. We can't tell with Trevor because he posted on his story like a picture of a new project.
Oh, the Lost
But
Boys musical. Yeah, that
yeah.
he's gonna be in the ensemble. But it's only running for like, I think like a
A
few
month.
weeks, a month or
Yeah.
something. So I don't know if he's maybe taking a leave and then coming back.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or is that his, because he didn't actually say in that post like leaving my last days, blah blah blah, on to the next adventure. He just said
No.
like new project. So I don't know.
I don't know. I think that's it for now.
Nothing's been announced with like Jason and all of them yet.
No, I'm checking. No. And Brody now. So I'm hoping they all renew.
I would hope so. I mean, to be honest, I get it that after time maybe you get bored and you want to move on to another product, like a project, but you're in the top show on Broadway right now. I feel like you should be like just happy that you even like have a contract and you have a show you're a part of and like keep it. Like, to be honest, I would not want to leave without knowing I have a salary coming in place somewhere else.
Oh yeah, definitely. I think that's pretty much all the people who have announced it, but I feel like in the next couple of weeks we're gonna keep hearing. 'Cause I feel like it's slowly trickling out.
True. I think they're all gonna start coming. I don't know. I guess we'll see. I will say though, I am very happy Brent is staying.
Oh, definitely. And I think like the dynamic between him, Brody, and Jason is something like that makes the show. So it's gonna be hard to find like quality replacements for them.
I know it's electric. I think if any of the three of them are leaving, I think it's Jason. I think he would leave to focus on his music and touring more.
Yeah.
But we'll
We'll
see.
see.
There's also the difference of having a consistent paycheck. So,
Exactly. And to me, I would pick that, but
yeah.
yeah.
So, other Broadway news.
So this is exciting if you have a kid, and I would take full advantage of this. It says kids can see a Broadway show for free when Kids Night on Broadway returns in March. And some of the shows, so this is a program that allows kids 18 and under to attend one of the 18 participating shows for free with a fully paying adult. So you have to pay full price if you're the adult, but you can, it's like buy one, get one.
It's such a good deal for a Broadway show because there are parents who take their kids for full price.
But I was gonna ask, well, I guess 18-year-olds, Aladdin and Juliet, like Hadestown's on here, Hadestown, but also like Moulin Rouge. I wouldn't take, I don't know. Some of the shows I feel like are iffy.
I wouldn't take an elementary kid to see Mulan. I would not take an
Right?
elementary kid to see Outsiders. When we went, there were a ton of kids there this past week, and I was stunned.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Did you realize Operation Mincemeat is a musical?
I didn't know
I
what
did
it
not.
was. I'm
I
so
thought it was a
confused
play.
by that. I'm so confused by that. We have to look it up.
Yeah.
There's a few new things opening up that we really need to like look into.
I wish that we could take advantage of this, but alas, we're old.
Can you pretend to be young?
Yeah, right? You probably have to prove
Probably. You probably gotta like pick it
it.
up at the box office and show you have a kid with you.
Yeah. But even like Redwood is iffy too, I feel like. I don't
Well,
know.
I guess it's kids 18 and under. Like a high schooler could go to that.
Yeah.
This next piece of Broadway news, I'm gonna let you announce because it involves your hubby.
But it's too far away. So Aaron Tveit will have a solo concert in London, and it's the first show sold out within like seconds. So he added another. So if you're listening and you live in London, go see this man and just live my dream.
Why is he doing it there and
Not
not
fair.
here?
Well, he does do a lot of concerts out here.
I would
I
go to
just
his
never.
concert.
Yeah, I feel like I always like miss it by like a little bit.
I would love to
But
go to his concert.
he is so, oh, amazing. Amazing.
Well, Skylar, it's another reason why we gotta book a trip to London.
We really do. As
We
I'm
always
watching,
joke
like,
about it. Yeah.
but it's so like, because I'm like vicariously living through people because I see people posting like Americans who went this week, they saw the Hadestown original cast, And I'm like, that's not fair. Why am I not there?
Well, they also probably like, you know, maybe they do stuff like this full time and they can go whenever, but
Yeah.
we got 9 to 5s.
9 to 5. Yeah, I guess on the Hades Town like train. Did you see that Patrick Page was injured and he
I
can no longer?
did.
I felt so bad.
But I think he's only in for a week. Philip Boykin, from what I
Oh
saw.
yeah. Philip Boykin's taking over, which I think is amazing. Either way.
We saw him. He's fantastic.
Oh, he's really good as Hades. So, but it was, I felt bad for Patrick Page. Like, you're so excited for that, and then you get injured. It's kind of, that's not fun.
Horrible. Some other Broadway news. So the last 5 years released a music video of Adrian Warren and Nick Jonas singing Goodbye Until Tomorrow.
Okay, I have a question. Do you think, because this is the second promo, like, they keep releasing, do you think they're trying to, like, convince people?
I think it's that, 'cause I think a lot of people were turned off to Nick Jonas from the first video. I think it's also that they're releasing all this stuff because they're trying to reach like Nick's fandom. Like, I think they're trying to reach like people who aren't into Broadway but will come for Nick Jonas.
Do you think the audience is going to be terrible? Like bad etiquette?
Yes, I think it's going to be
Wow.
like Romeo and Juliet with Kit Connor.
You know how I feel about the last 5 years.
I know. I'm sorry.
This sucks.
If anyone's interested, though, we released our Dreamcast for the last 5 years on TikTok.
It's so good. It's so good.
It's excellent.
KWP, 10 out of 10.
KWP should have been in that role.
I think it's hard. I think I definitely want to go so we could form our own opinion,
Yes.
but there's also a part of me that feels bad for Nick Jonas because of all the comments. And like I don't disagree with the comments. Like I understand where all like Broadway fans are coming from, but it is mean what they're saying.
No, I agree. And I think what people are also forgetting is that he got his start on Broadway. It's not like he's some pop singer who's just being
Yeah.
involved because of stunt casting to bring names in. Like, he actually has done this in the past multiple times. He was in
Yeah.
Beauty and the Beast. He starred in How to Succeed on Broadway with How to Succeed on Broadway. How to Succeed in Business Without Even Trying. So
Yeah.
it's not like he's a Broadway veteran. So I feel like people are forgetting that completely.
Were people mad when Daniel Radcliffe got casted in Merrily?
No, people loved him in
Right?
Merrily. And people
I'm trying
also
to
loved him
think.
in How to Succeed. He was the original in that show. I
Yeah.
saw him. He was outstanding in How to
Oh, I could
Succeed.
imagine. That's why, like, okay. I will definitely say when we first saw the original video, I texted Michelle like, But I think what's important is that you don't have to see it, but if you're gonna form like huge opinions, you should probably go see it first before. Like we didn't blast our opinion, we just I wanna see it before.
I agree, and I think that's kind of what we always do. We always try to like figure out our opinions after we see the show and then post about it. We never really blab from the start.
Yeah, so stay tuned.
Again, I wish we were in London. Because Jonathan Bailey is going to be back on the West End starring in Richard II in London beginning February 10th. I wish we were there.
Did you see his costume?
No.
He's wearing gray sweatpants. I'm just gonna leave it right
You're
there.
lying. I'm looking this up right now. You're
Look it up
lying
right
to
now
me.
because and like a t-shirt
Hold on a minute.
and that man
I
is
can see the photo.
fine.
Oh.
You see it?
Oh.
Yeah.
I want to go.
I saw somebody post, they're like, I went to see Shakespeare, but at the end of the day I really went to see Jonathan Bailey in gray sweatpants.
Like, to be honest, same. But you know, it's not
Yeah.
fair. I feel like the West End is getting all of the good shows that I want to see. Like, they
Like they
also have
really are.
Hercules about to open up on the West End. And I have been
Insane.
begging for Hercules on Broadway for years. Like, I am angry at the West End. Why do they get all the good stuff?
And they had Next to Normal for a bit, and they have the Great Comet that closed way too early. It's not fair. And
They have
like
all the good
Benjamin
stuff.
Button too. I saw that. I was like, what is happening? Not fair.
I think you
Not
and me at
fair.
some point need to go and experience like West End theater in
Oh
person.
yeah. That's on our bucket list.
We gotta save
Definitely.
up. We gotta save up.
Definitely.
There's so much Broadway news. Sophie Carmen Jones, Moulin Rouge is going to be joining the cast of Chicago starting February 10th. Let's see. She's going to be playing Velma Kelly. Is that it for Broadway
Yeah.
news? Do we have any others?
No, I just got really like nervous because I went on Instagram quick and it says Moulin Rouge extends Broadway run to November 2025. And I was like, huh? Are they closing? No.
Were they set to close?
No. And I looked at it. It was like somebody was just clickbaiting me. And they got me because I got a little stressed. Because I know that you're not a huge fan of Moulin Rouge, but I want to see Andy Karl so badly.
I wish we could find a hashtag slime tutorial of him.
Yeah.
But I do understand why you want to see him because I love him too. I
And
don't know if I
see
need
him
to like
in.
run. You know what I mean?
No, I just like I've been entering a little bit. Just curious.
Yeah, just see what happens.
In Hadestown too. But Hadestown, I'm a little nervous.
I'm just thinking it's any other Broadway news. This week, upcoming weekend, Romeo and Juliet's gonna be closing. They close on February 16th.
Before we move on from that, can we talk about how sickening they upped the standing room prices for that?
So sickening. And they upped it to $99, which is crazy.
The
And then I
stand.
also saw a video of a girl this morning. First of all, they're having like hundreds of people online a day now, if you look at the rush
Wow.
reports. And I saw a video of this girl online, and she was pissed. She was with her friends. There were three of them. They waited online for like 4 hours, and then like 9:30, this group of three cut them and got away with it. And they got up to the counter, and they were the first group that was not able to get rush tickets. So if this group didn't
Wait.
cut them, they would have gotten tickets.
They didn't lose their shit? If somebody cut us, I
Well,
would start a whole riot.
that's what people are commenting back. Like, why didn't you say something? Someone else
Yeah.
commented that they went and they had someone who cut that day and they made a complaint to security and they removed them from the line. So
Yeah,
it's
so
also, to be
what?
honest, it's their own stupidity for not saying
Yeah.
anything.
That's the first thing I would do. I'd be like, excuse me, you just cut. And then if they wouldn't move, I would get someone and be like, they cut us in line.
Yeah.
That's not right, though. We saw that a lot at Broadway Con, which I guess we could segue into the cutting
Yeah.
in line.
Well, I think before we get into that, I think we
Yeah.
first talk about Broadway Con a little bit, like what it is and like just what kind of like activities and stuff they had there that like we
Yeah.
saw, and then we can get into like the pros and the cons that we felt.
Yeah, because I was just thinking about that as you're talking about it. The
Yeah, we
cutting.
definitely
It's
need to talk
crazy.
about that because there was a lot of cutting in Broadway Con. So this was actually the 10th anniversary of Broadway Con. It's pretty much any like a Comic Con. It's a conference here in New York City for, the biggest Broadway fans.
Which is awesome.
It was created by Anthony Rapp for fans. And it consists of like a whole bunch of different panels. Like there was panels, like a lot of podcast panels were doing live tapings where they would interview Broadway celebrities. There was we went to a panel that was all about a sneak preview of Real Women Have Curves. There were competitions, like the Startup Bee competition, a cosplay competition. There was like a first look of like all the Broadway shows that are upcoming to Broadway this year, where they do like a performance and even just some like
Dance
current running Broadway
classes.
shows. Yeah, there were dance classes, there were
Yeah.
karaoke sessions. It's literally like theater, like a theater high for anyone who loves
Yeah.
Broadway. There even is like this giant expo hall where, well, not giant, I think it was bigger the last time I went years ago, but there's a bunch of different booths that are selling like really unique Broadway items, a lot of handmade items, which I really enjoyed, and I know Skylar really enjoyed that as well.
They took our money,
Yeah, they took
as
our
they
money.
should.
We bought a lot. Well, we bought a lot, but we didn't even buy a lot. Like,
We did a haul. I keep forgetting.
yeah, I think that's our next videos we post. But I don't know. It's just a fun, like, day, like, weekend out for Broadway kids. So it ran Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We went Friday and Saturday. We paid, I believe it was $79 each day for our tickets. We may have had a discount code. We decided not to go on the third day. We just wanted to do two this year just to kind of like see what it is first.
Also, we need a day before we start the work week.
Well, that
We
too.
know ourselves.
Well, we also were originally supposed to go see a show on Monday night, so we thought we would have a break, and then that got canceled. So yeah, anything else like important to mention in regards to like the formatting of Broadway Con or like what it is?
So you might have like some Broadway stars come, like Anthony Rapp was there, Manny Gonzalez, Jen, how do you say her last name?
Jen Colella.
Yeah, like some
Great. We
big
saw Gray
names, Gray
Henson.
Henson,
Danny Quadrino was there.
Jordan Lentz. It's definitely like it's cool. Like I never thought we'd be in a room, or Lin-Manuel Miranda. I never thought we'd be in a room with them.
Let alone 5 rows away from Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Yeah, like insane. And there's a lot of like in-depth conversations about shows, and it makes you really appreciate like directors or the writers of the musicals and how much they put their heart and soul into projects. Like the
True.
main reason I want to go see Real Women Have Curves is because of the way that the producer and the writers were talking about it. Like, and just hearing that how much they loved the amount of work and time they put in to create the show.
Yeah. It's just like I said before, like it's just like if you are a person who loves theater, this is for you. And I think it's also a great place of discovery of like being of like discovering other shows you may not know or seeing what's popular right now in the industry or even just like discovering what shows you want to see for the upcoming season. Like we had no idea what Real Women Have Curves was about. We knew it was based on a movie, but like after going to their panel this week and seeing the preview, like we are so psyched to go see it.
It was really cool.
So, we have a lot of pros and cons about the way this weekend went. I think to first kind of like just discuss a little bit like what was our layout of our day that we went and did. So, we both got up really early at the crack of dawn. And we
Literally.
forced ourselves to go and try to rush a show first on Friday. We wanted to see if we could get tickets to go see something that night because we were already going to Broadway Con. We ended up kind of splitting up. Skylar went to Gypsy. I went to Outsiders. I saw that there was almost no line at Outsiders. So then Skylar joined me, and we ended up getting tickets to see Outsiders Friday night. At Broadway Con, you first like go in, you check in. I think we first explored the expo hall a bit, and then what they do on the Friday of Broadway Con is this big welcome to Broadway Con panel in like the main ballroom, which then leads into performances by a lot of the upcoming Broadway shows and currently running Broadway shows. This is where the issues started.
We were on a high, and then
Yeah.
we got a little bit annoyed. A wee
Well,
bit.
they were, in all honesty, they were kind of treating people like cattle in a way. Like, we were waiting to get into the room, and they had no signs up, no workers around explaining where everyone needs to stand, what line to get into, whether you're a platinum pass or the general pass or accessible. So where we were standing, it turns out was apparently the wrong spot. So we get pushed to, I mean, what we thought was the back of the line at the time, but it ended up getting longer, of the general line. And they had no security walking up and down the line. People were cutting the lines. People were pushing. People were shoving. It was crazy when they opened the doors to go inside. People
People
were
are running,
running.
which I don't understand that. Never in my grown adult age would I do that.
No.
But also, what
It.
time did we get online? It was supposed to start at 11, right?
I think so.
The intro.
I think I could still see the calendar. Let me look.
Because we lined up early because we knew that it was going to be a little crowded.
So it's, yeah, so it was, hold on.
Yeah,
This was February
11:50.
7th. Yeah, 11:50. So we were online by like 11:30.
Yeah,
And then
definitely.
meanwhile, they didn't let anyone in until about 12:15, 12:20.
Was
That
it
line,
12:30? I think it was 12:30.
maybe it was 12:30. We were waiting at least 20 to 30 minutes past the start time or more. And then we go inside and they're still not starting right away.
No, and the first look was supposed to start at 12 and run until 2 o'clock. And what time did it start? Like 12:30, probably,
Yeah,
right?
and then it ended at 1:30. They
Which
ended
made
a
us.
full half hour early. So they started over like 34 minutes late, and then they ended early, which really gave us a negative taste in our mouth.
Yeah, I agree.
We also felt a very big negative taste in our mouth because there were only like three shows currently on Broadway that performed at the first look. There was Anne
Damn.
Juliet, there was Wonderful World, and there was Six. I don't think, was there anything else? I don't think so.
No.
And what bothered us is that there was a lot of like shows like sponsoring the conference and stuff, but like they couldn't send anyone to come perform. So, like, these are your biggest fans. You guys would not have a show without these fans.
Yeah.
Like, I was shocked that Outsiders didn't have any representation there when almost every single booth was like only Outsiders merch.
Yeah, and Gatsby too. I was shocked that they didn't perform. Like, just one song. Give us something.
Yeah, I was very surprised about that. So that kind of turned us off from things a little bit. After that, what did we do after that on Friday?
I think we went to eat lunch.
Yeah, we, oh, and that was another thing. It was very unclear where in the hotel you were allowed to go to eat lunch or to like sit if you need a moment to rest. There were no signs up. We went to sit in an area where we thought was okay. It was right next to the coat check. And then the workers came up to us and yelled at us that we're not allowed to sit there. Like the actual hotel workers, not the workers from Broadway Con. So then we
Then the
went
police came up to
upstairs.
us
Oh my God. Yeah, I'm just
as
trying
we
to
were
pack up my
getting up.
lunchbox. I'm just trying to pack up my lunchbox. It was ridiculous. And so we go upstairs. We go upstairs. Finally, we found a place to sit. We sit, we eat. Then we went to our first real panel, which was the, wasn't that the Real Women Have Curves, or was that the next day?
That was the next day. I think we kind of just sat in the back of the Broadway ballroom and listened to Swept Away for a little bit, and then we just
Oh,
walked
that's
around a
true.
lot because there really wasn't much on the first day.
That's true. Oh, and we also watched the Broadway game night.
Yes, that was at 4:30.
Yeah.
And then after that, we were done for the day.
Yeah, and we did a decent amount of shopping on Friday. We had a lot of fun exploring the exhibit hall. We actually got recognized, which was
Yeah, that
really
was
cool.
cool.
I will say there are some great pros to Broadway Con, like, you know, some of these little shops that we discovered we wouldn't have otherwise. It was cool seeing other creators there, and it was like really cool getting to meet some of you.
It was fun connecting too. Like connecting with people at the booths about like your love for certain shows or like certain people and then like talking about it. Like that was fun to me 'cause when we go to work or we whatever, we see people, they don't know what we're talking about when we talk about
Very
Broadway.
true.
So it's
Very
cool
true.
having being able to talk to other people who feel the same love as you do.
Connection-wise, it felt really great. I think organizationally, it felt like a mess. Also, and I will just add this in, I don't completely blame BroadwayCon because they were supposed to be originally at the New York Hilton, and then a week before the conference, they had to move locations, the New York
Yeah.
Marriott Marquis. So I think that could have caused some of this. But like even that first day, the expo hall was set up on the wrong floor. So I felt bad. We heard from some of the booth owners that they had to first tear down the booths, move all their items downstairs, and then
Yeah.
reset everything up, which I felt really bad about.
Yeah, this it was definitely, and we noticed that a lot of the booths weren't there Friday. They were mostly there Saturday, and probably for that reason. And another note, and I'm so happy that we went crazy planning our food. There was no food to be bought within that place.
At
They
all.
have a Starbucks in the hotel, but you'd have to physically leave the hotel to try to find something. And the other place that was supposed to be, they had like a dining hall, right? Or something, like a cafeteria
Yeah, they have
almost.
they have a restaurant that's not too expensive there. They also have like a quick service, like go up and you
Yeah.
could buy food, you get pizza, you could get salad. I've been to that hotel many times where the conference was originally supposed to go to. It's a much better layout and setup. Also what bothered me is that there is no set time in the schedule for like even 30 minutes of a break for lunch. Everything is so back to back to back. If you want to go eat, you have to give up going to see like a panel, or you have to leave something early, or even like we were in the Broadway ballroom, which is where like the main hall was, and like you would see people eating their lunch in the back of that room because it was either you eat while watching something or you miss.
Which was a little annoying when people would eat because you just hear the crinkling of the bags while you're trying to pay attention. But there was like no other option, so I understood. But yeah, I was very happy that we packed as we did because I think there was nothing. Not even like little free snacks. They should have like free granola bars or water bottles. I feel like they should have had out. But.
Well, it was better the next day. So that night, well, back up a second. So that night we ended up going to see Outsiders. We got the last rush seats. We had third row orchestra on the left side.
Insane.
Incredible, incredible performance, incredible night.
But let's talk about our luck with that. The person in front of us.
Oh, well, yeah, we almost didn't get tickets. The person in front of us in line decided not to buy rush seats and to spend more money to sit on the other side of the theater, further back, might I
Yeah.
add, because she was scared of the partial view. But we ended up having like we saw everything.
Yeah.
And
It
we
was
got
not
very
bad.
lucky. I will say in terms of hospitality, Broadway Con was better the second day. Everything was moved to its correct location, and they even had like a coffee station set up, which was really nice. Especially that early in the day, it's important. I don't know why they didn't have that the first day.
Yeah, it was weird.
But that was the only form of like hospitality that was offered. It also was much better because all the booths were now way more spread out, so you could actually
Yes.
shop. But it was also like 10 times more crowded on Saturday. So I wish we had that time on Friday to look at the booths comfortably like we did on Saturday.
Yeah, because Friday we were able to like actually like look without being stressed out. There was moments where I was like, Michelle, like we gotta move out of this area. I'm getting like twisted at how close everybody is and pushing and like there was booths that we just skipped because people were like going through the bins and I was like, let's not even get involved in this.
Yeah, and which was upsetting because I wanted to see some of the stuff, but I was like, I don't have patience for it.
Yeah.
But also it was like people were just like breathing on each other and like it was getting a little
Yeah.
nasty.
Yeah.
And then again, on the second day of Broadway Con, when Lin-Manuel Miranda was there, you know, obviously we expected everyone was going to go. It was held in the main hall, but again, we were online early to get in there. We actually were pretty like high up in like the line, I would say.
Well, they
We have
kicked everybody out of the hall. Remember, we
prior
were gonna
to
wait even earlier because we were like, you know what, let's just get online. Like, we don't have anything.
and they kicked everyone out. So we were online, and again, it started, I would say, a good 30 minutes late before they let people in. I was losing patience.
Yeah, what time was it supposed to start?
2 o'clock, I think.
No, I think earlier. because we had Mandy at 3
Oh yeah, we were
fifteen.
late to our next panel because of it. If I can find it.
If it's 12, that would be crazy. No.
Where is this? 2 o'clock. It was 2 o'clock.
Okay, so we had
So
Mandy at 4:30. Oh, when did we
no,
have
we had
Mandy?
Mandy at 3:15.
Oh, because it's supposed to be 2 to 3.
Yeah, it was supposed to go from 2 to
Yes.
3, but it ended up starting at 2:30, and that's also when they first let people in, so that it ended at 3:30. So we were 15 minutes late to our next panel, which I also thought was horrible. Broadway Con books one of the biggest stars that you know everyone is going to go to, and you start the
Yeah.
other panels. You don't hold them up 15 minutes. They would have been better delaying all the other panels. This is why they need to leave themselves bigger breaks in between the panels for people to eat and for. If they're going to run things late, they need to leave time for overage.
Yeah, because we wanted to go see Mandy, and I don't know about you. I hate walking into places late. I feel like it's so rude.
I
And we
felt
tried to be so
uncomfortable.
quiet. Yeah, because
And
it is.
I felt bad for the podcaster that was running Mandy's session, and I felt bad for Mandy because it wasn't just us, because the whole panel got out late. It was
Yeah.
like 15, 20 people or more all walking in late at the same time. It looks really bad.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree. And it's like, see, also, one thing I'll say is this is just like a human thing. If you're late to a plant panel, like we just went in and we sat in like what, like towards the back, because we didn't want to be rude. There was people coming late and they were like all the way to the front and made people like move so that they could get in. Don't be that person.
Yeah, hot take.
Like, hot take. But yeah, that was frustrating to me because we missed a good portion of her. And I really would
Yeah.
like to hear because she is so inspiring.
Well, that was one of my favorite parts of BroadwayCon was when we finally got to sit and listen to her speak. Like she told the
Yeah.
story of how she had breast cancer and how she was still performing Hamilton at the time, and she's just so inspirational, and I found everything she said to be so moving, and I feel like I learned a lot from it. And I
Yeah.
wish I got to ingest all of it.
Yeah. Which is the only good thing is we can listen back to the podcast when he releases it. But I definitely agree. I wanted to listen to her more. And another thing is at the end of it, there's no security by Mandy, right? You didn't see any security.
No. And people were lining up. And what bothered me, so people were lining up to get autographs and take pictures with her. But what bothered me is people would come into the room just for the autograph or photo and would get
Yeah.
online and like would cut off people who actually sat throughout the whole panel.
Yeah. Like that was frustrating.
And also, how is there no security around to escort her out of there?
That's what I kept thinking about. I'm like, she's just gonna walk out into BroadwayCon and probably get bombarded. I don't know, there's a lot of like weird things. Like she definitely needed security. Even like during Gray's podcast. That guy who kept interrupting. There needed to be monitors to be like, stop interrupting. An audience member. Remember him?
Well, you know what? Yes, I do. Speaking of monitors, I'm also surprised that there wasn't someone planted in the audience with a
Yeah.
microphone going up to people. So when, because a lot of these podcasts at Q&A sessions, but you couldn't hear the questions because they didn't have microphones for the audience. So why were they not mic'd, especially so that you could hear the questions as the podcast is recording?
Yeah.
Otherwise it's gonna
Yeah.
like, and a lot of the podcasters also did not repeat the question back. So it was like,
No. Oh, I didn't even think about that.
that's
Oh, we
just a
definitely have
personal thing that like
to. We have to go
irked
back and
me.
listen and see if you can hear. Or if you can hear our laughs, that would be funny. But yeah, that annoyed me because I felt like for safety reasons, the lack of security was a little concerning to me.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, also to be honest, like they didn't even have anyone in there checking bags
I
or
was just about to say
anything.
that. I'm glad that we didn't realize until now because I think we would have been paranoid.
Yeah, like I'm surprised. Like when I went to Comic-Con this year, the first
Yeah.
thing you have to do is go through
Oh, yeah.
security scanners. Why did BroadwayCon not have any sort of security?
Because honestly, there is crazy fans. You know what I mean? There is crazy fans. They should have.
Well, especially nowadays, you know, all this crazy, like, outsiders fandom stuff is going on with the stage door. How could
Yeah.
you not have, like, an ounce of security there? I expected us to have to go through security when we arrived the first day.
Me too, because that's why I was worried about the food. I was like, they're gonna take
Yeah.
away all our food because they're gonna go through our bags.
That's what I thought, too.
Yeah, so I didn't even like,
They
that's
didn't even
crazy.
like, they didn't even like, we had full water bottles. I mean, someone could have snuck in alcohol and no one would have noticed.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's one of my concerns, big concerns with it.
I 100% agree. I agree with you. I'm happy we didn't realize that till now, 'cause knowing us, we
Yeah.
would have felt very uncomfortable the whole time.
Honestly, we would have been so nervous. I
Like
will
you
say,
have huge celebrities like Lin-Manuel. How do you not have
that's
security
what
checks?
you just never know what people like the Christina Grimmie thing. Like you just never know who's a crazy, like, and there was crazy people there. Like people were pushing. Like when they opened the doors for Lin-Manuel Miranda, somebody pushed down a staff member. Like
Yeah.
that's crazy.
And then they had to start letting people in like small groups at a time because people were running for dear
Yeah,
life.
which is crazy. And another thing that annoyed me a little bit was they didn't check badges. So there was people in panels that did not have badges.
Yeah, there were people who were just like staying at the hotel coming
And
to the
decided to
con.
sneak in. Yeah.
That
That
really
annoyed
annoyed me more
me.
than anything. We were at a panel. It was the Lin panel. And
Yeah.
this woman and her husband are sitting next to me. They don't have a badge. And every 2 seconds, she's asking me, like, what he's referring to. And she's like, oh, is that a movie? Oh, is that a Broadway show? And I'm like, you are not supposed to be here. Stop talking to me.
Yeah, literally. I wish I realized because I think I would have said, "Where's your badge?" I didn't
Yeah.
realize. I was so like zoned in.
Well, and yeah,
That's
I know. And
crazy.
I was trying to focus too.
Yeah.
So I guess, obviously we gave a lot of our cons already, but speaking of just some pros, like I said earlier, I think one of the biggest pros was what we've learned from the panels. I thought the panels themselves were fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
I actually wish there were more panels, and I do wish that the panels were a bit more spread out. Like there were some really interesting podcast and like TikTok panels we wanted to go to that we just couldn't because like they were scheduled at the same time as some of like the big celebrities that we wanted to go to.
Yeah,
Like I
like
almost
even
wish
like the
longer days.
yeah, like even like there was a whole panel that we caught the end of about the Jonathan Larson project, which I would have loved to sit through, but we didn't have time.
Yeah. It would have been cool if they like live streamed a lot of their panels or like they recorded them
Yeah.
and released it later.
I definitely loved the game. I thought that was fun and
The game
funny.
show was awesome. Star to Be was cute
Yeah.
as well. I don't necessarily agree with the judging results, but that's on me.
Yeah.
Just putting
Dun dun
that out there.
dun.
But I agree with you. The game show was a lot of fun. I do wish with the game show that there was like they pulled more people up from the audience throughout the
Yeah.
show.
Yeah, definitely. I think one of my favorite panels was Mandy's. I think she was my favorite. Or Gray's. Gray's I love too. Between those two, I thought it was so, especially Gray's. It was so much fun.
I loved Gray. So he did Broadway Breakdown with Matt Koblet.
Yes,
And
okay.
that panel, like they just spoke about Les Mis for an hour, which as you all know, I don't really like Les Mis, but Skylar does.
Favorite.
But it was
Oh,
so
sorry.
funny. One, he's a fantastic podcast host. Like if you have not listened to his
Oh,
podcast, you should.
I gotta add that.
And second of all, it was great because it just felt like theater kids yapping for like an
Yes.
hour and like just like talking about like every little thing, like who do you like better, like Marius or Angelus, or like
Andre.
Cosette, I don't know his name, I don't know what it is,
Andras.
Andras, whatever his name is, or Cosette versus Fatine. Like it was just so great.
And he had the most random stories. that he remembered of like past cast and like Patti LuPone and like all these stories that it was just so funny. He made Les Mis like so, even his the way he talked about the overview of Les Mis was so funny.
That definitely was my favorite panel by far.
Yeah, it was so funny. And I see right now he does like reviews of shows too, so I'm curious.
Yeah,
I'm gonna listen to him.
I would love to listen to him break it down. Highly recommend him.
Yeah.
I really just loved looking at the expo hall and looking at all the booths. Like that
Yeah.
was some of my favorite moments of the day, is like when you and me would just like sit, like especially when the hall was like quiet and we got to just sit and really look at the booths and have conversations with the sellers.
Yeah, we got really unique things that I think mean a lot to us.
Very
And
true.
that's what we were looking for.
And we made a new friend. Shout out to the Broadway buddy, Sam from the Broadway buddy.
Yes, we love our Broadway buddies. So they hold playbills to keep them safe.
And they are fantastic. It's waterproof, it's
Yes.
weatherproof. It zip closes. There's buttons. There's even like a little holder you can attach to it to like to hold your Sharpie and stuff. And you can fit like six
Amazing.
of them in one pack. And she was just so sweet and fantastic. So shout out to her. But I think even that
Definitely.
moment alone was like one of my favorites of
Yeah,
BroadwayCon.
meeting her too, making a new friend. That was awesome. And meeting her friend Julie too. That was awesome. Awesome.
Very awesome. And we got some really cool items. Like Skylar got these really cool Outsiders candles. We got a lot of artwork and stickers. I got a lot of pins.
I got Activate.
Yeah, so Skylar's got like a portrait of Andrea
Yeah.
Intervate. Our favorite items that we got. We both got these charm bracelets.
Yes.
Skylar got them for Hadestown and Les Mis, and I got a Bridgerton and a Beauty and the Beast one. And they're just like our new favorite piece of
I wear it
jewelry.
every day. Every day. I'm obsessed. I think that's what we were looking for, is like something unique to something we love. And Les Mis and Hadestown, I've talked about Hadestown so much. And it's just
Yeah.
cool to have a charm bracelet for that I'm gonna wear every day.
Yeah, and we wouldn't have that anywhere else.
No. And even the necklaces we got matching Elphaba and Galinda bestie necklaces and like lockets. It was 10 out of 10.
And that was from the same booth.
Yes, it was awesome.
Do you remember the name of that exhibitor? I know we have the card. I have to look it up. I'm trying to go on BroadwayCon's website to find their exhibitor list because I would love to
Shout her out because we
recommend.
love her. Do you have the one with where we got the pins? You got the pins?
The booths were attached. Hold on.
Yeah.
I see 2025 guests. But where's 2025 exhibitors?
Okay, wait. Do you remember what the name started with?
No, I have. Let me see. Broadway. Let me find. So I can find the page. BroadwayCon 2025 exhibitor.
Because I'm reading all them.
Oh, here's the page.
Len Len
Okay.
Creates? Len Len
No,
Creates?
Len Len Creates made those crazy pins. Like I actually followed them on Instagram. They made
Yes.
these one of a kind custom pins. Definitely follow them. I'm looking through all of the, Christians. No.
A colorful geek?
None
No.
of these names sh like sound right.
Right? Oh,
You
I found
found
them.
it? Which one was it?
It's Ox Phoenix. Wait, something Phoenix Designs. I can only see the side of it. Hold on. Come on. Night Phoenix Designs.
Oh, okay.
She made the charm bracelets.
Yes, and I remember now because I tried to click on the website and she said the website wasn't working. She said to look at
Yes.
her Instagram. So everyone follow them on
I'll follow
Instagram.
them
They
right now.
made amazing bracelets. I see that they're also on Etsy.
Bracelets, necklaces. Like, I got a necklace that says No Day But Today, and Michelle got Stay Gold, which is awesome.
Literally. And the other pin booth was Oddment and Tweak. They were attached together, their two boots. Fan freaking tastic. It was awesome
And we had a good
products.
deal with our charm bracelets. They were $15 each. Insane. Great.
Amazing deal. So I see
Because
that they have a spot on BroadwayCon's website already for 2026. It just
good.
says, all it says is returning winter 2026. Tickets on
Oh,
sale spring 2025.
so they're not gonna do a summer one, you don't think?
No, it doesn't sound like it. It sounds like they're skipping the summer.
Yeah, we love all our stuff that we got and the stickers we got. It was very unique, and that's what we were looking for, was unique stuff, especially like jewelry to wear. And
Yeah.
we have our favorite shows.
I do feel like the types of items and I don't know. Like, I feel like the types of items were better at Broadway Con versus Broadway Flea Market.
Oh yes. Broadway Flea Market, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, but it looked like it was from somebody's basement. Just like random shit. Just from the basement.
Yeah, I think that's a lot of our feedback. Overall, it was a fantastic weekend. Like, I don't want people to think we didn't have an
Yeah.
amazing time because we definitely did.
Yeah, we definitely had a lot of fun. We had an amazing 2 days just filled with Broadway and like pure happiness. There's just some things that I think need to be tweaked, and that's normal. You can love something, but there was just a little bit that needed to change.
Yeah, and it's still, this was only their 10th year. Well, not even 10th year, 10th conference in general. Because I know they did some summer ones. So I think there's still ways to improve, and I think they will keep improving. I don't know. I would like to give them the benefit of the doubt and think it's because they had to move locations so quickly. And listen, unless you knew they moved locations, you would never know they had to move locations.
Yeah, no, definitely. Would you go again?
I would definitely go again. I would like to
Me
go again next year.
too.
I would love to see if there's a way to get more involved. I feel like that'd be really cool. Yeah, I 100% would go again. I don't know if I would do 2 or 3 days.
I'm like tempted to go all three because we missed a lot on the third. Like the
That's
Seussical and the
true.
hair and all that.
That's true. I would, if you wanted to do all 3 days, I would because it is a better deal price-wise.
Yeah,
To
I think
just
it was
like do
only like
all three.
$20 more or something. I don't know.
Yeah. So I would definitely be up for exploring all three. I think if you were going to go all three though, I think they need to add more to the expo hall because in between panels there wasn't enough to go look at a certain point. Like, we had seen everything.
Yeah, definitely. Do you want to tell the funny story of when you found something I would like? Is a funny side note bar.
So Skylar and I are shopping at this booth where one half is like is candles and stuff, and it's a split booth. So half of the booth's candles, the other half is like someone's artwork that they draw. And Skylar's in the middle of buying her candles, and I see that this other half of the booth is selling a Brody Grant keychain. And I was like, in my head, I'm like, oh, I know Skylar's gonna want this. Skylar's gonna want this.
It's the Pony Boy playbill from the retro, right?
Yes. So I say to Skylar, I didn't even get to show it to her yet. I just said, oh, Skylar, they have a Brody keychain. She pulls out $5 from her wallet, just hands it to me, and continues her conversation with the person buying the candles. She didn't even look at
I said, take my five. That was so
product.
funny.
Literally, you were like, take your five. And then there was another booth we went up to that made these amazing custom stickers. And Skylar was like, oh, look, there's like an Aaron Tveit sticker, or there's like this sticker. And this person just keeps naming people like Broadway people. And I was like, oh, you got another one of her husbands. Oh, you got another one of her husbands. I just called out all of Skylar's
Call me out.
husbands
Well, she
to at
said Jamie
Broadway Con.
Moscato. I have it. It's on my Kindle. Did I show you? I have to send you a picture after this. I updated my
No.
Kindle, and it says, "In this house, we Love, I think, or We Worship. I don't know. Jamie Moscato. I was like, I need that because
I
that's my man's.
can't.
It's my man.
I didn't even like unpack like myself and start sticking things places yet. I have to start working on it.
I put some on the back of my Kindle. Like, I don't stick them because I'm crazy. I have a clear case. I just put stickers and I change them out, but I never like actually peel and stick them.
Oh, that's smart. So you can reuse them.
Yeah, so based on my mood is what stickers are back there on my Kindle.
That's actually very smart.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess that's
That's
it. Is
it
there
for this
anything
week.
else the Broadway Con? I mean, I like I said, overall, I think we loved it. I would still rate it like a 7 out of 10.
Oh, I agree with that. I think 7 is fair because the panels were great. It was so cool seeing like Mandy Gonzalez, Lin-Manuel Miranda, Joshua Henry singing, like insane. And it was really, that was like I felt starstruck.
I felt like I got my money's worth.
Yeah. But the waiting times and like the lack of respect for some of us, it was very upsetting, and security not being there.
I 100% agree with you. Like, literally, I think even the fact alone that people were able to sneak in without badges and there were people who were able to cut lines and stuff, that turned me away.
Yeah, that was frustrating. But overall, we had an amazing weekend. I mean, who would have thought that we would actually get outsiders tickets after saying on the podcast last week that we hope to get something?
Well,
Who
yeah, and we also have said in the past, like on lives and stuff, we've said that like we would not bother trying to rush for outsiders ever again. And then here we are.
Then we
We
got the last two.
got amazing tickets, last two available, and
Yeah,
like
it
we are
was
literally in
insane.
heaven the whole night. So,
So it was insane. And then next week we'll talk about you're in town. We'll talk about it.
yes, which I have some thoughts on. I was struggling. I was struggling. That's my preview.
Preview. Dun dun dun. But yeah, I guess that's it for us this week. What a great week though. I want to go back.
Amazing. I know. What should we see next? Let's manifest something. What should we manifest seeing next week?
Gatsby.
Yes, I
We
wanna
will see the Great Gatsby with Ryan McCartan and Sarah
Sarah.
Hyland.
Yeah, I would like to manifest Gatsby. I would also manifest Gypsy.
Yes, we need to see that.
And I would not be opposed to manifesting somehow an outsider's lottery is open
Me
and we win
too.
it.
Yeah, that would be great. That would be great because there's never a bad time to see the outsiders. It's always a
You know, that's something we should start doing. We should always end each podcast with like a weekly manifest.
great idea. Okay, so that's our
Starting here
manifest.
and now.
So
What's our
let's see what
manifest?
happens next week. I'm excited.
So once again, like always, please follow us on our socials on TikTok at Love Letters to BUA with 1 Y and on Instagram at Love Letters to BUA with 2 Ys because 1 Y was not available. We've been posting a ton of BroadwayCon content. So really definitely go watch. We're also on YouTube at Love Letters to Broadway. And once again, for all business inquiries, you can reach us at loveletterstobroadway@gmail.com. Once again, it's at loveletterstobroadway@gmail.com. We can be reached 24/7. Skylar will answer early morning. I will answer late at night because I don't sleep. And yeah.
We just love Broadway. Come on, people. We love it.
We
We
love
love it.
Broadway. And we love chatting with all of you.
Yeah, we do. We really do. We love it.
Well, I guess that's it. Thank you guys so much for listening and tuning in to another episode. Hope you have a great week.
Yeah, have a good week. Bye.